KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have dense fog in Atlantic, 27 degrees. There is a dense fog advisory in effect forecast in surrounding counties until 9 a.m. We look for visibilities of less than one quarter of a mile and near zero at times. In addition, the roads could be slick this morning, especially bridges and overpasses, as temperatures are in the mid to upper 20s, and that fog is of a freezing variety. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. A joint investigation in Fremont County between Tabor Police and the Fremont County Sheriff's Office has resulted in the arrest of two teens from Tabor. Authorities say 14-year-olds Lathan Sutton and Riley Sutton, both of Tabor, were arrested on first-degree arson charges and were being held at the juvenile detention facility in Council Bluffs. The teens are not related. An investigation into their alleged actions began following a house fire at 804 Main Street in Tabor on March 15th. Investigators were able to determine the fire originated on the front porch of the home and moved into the roof. Authorities learned the teens set the fires inside and outside the home by allegedly using an aerosol device. The pair left the home under the assumption the fires had been extinguished. A former Iowa fire chief has been accused of lying to investigators about a fire that could be arson. Court documents show 44-year-old Johnny Walker, the Missouri Valley fire chief, is charged with interference with official acts and reporting false information. Mayor Clint Sargent says Walker resigned from his post after he was arrested earlier this week. The charges stem from a March 7th fire at a vacant house. The Iowa State Fire Marshal Division said Walker provided false information to police, who later investigated the fire, an exchange that court records show occurred on March the 12th. Authorities say the fire is likely tied to others nearby. All are now being investigated as arson. Two men were hurt when the vehicle they were in rolled over east of Emerson early Wednesday morning. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Thursday afternoon a vehicle driven by 31-year-old Marcus Josephson of Red Oak was traveling east on 220th Street at around 12:45 a.m. Wednesday when the vehicle left the road, rolled over, and landed on its top in a creek bed. Josephson and his passenger, 22-year-old Jordan Brown of Council Bluffs, were able to escape the vehicle through a rear door. Both were transported to the Montgomery County Hospital. A report on their conditions not available. The reason for the crash is under investigation. The sheriff's office was assisted by the Emerson and Red Oak Fire and Rescue Department crews. Authorities said yesterday no one is actively being sought in connection to the death of a woman whose body was found near Elliott early Monday morning. 47-year-old Carmen Odell was discovered in a grassy field on the northern edge of Elliott at around 4:40 a.m. Monday. According to the Iowa Department of Public Safety, her death does not appear to be suspicious. An autopsy was performed at the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny. The cause and manner of death are being withheld until the full autopsy report is complete, and no other information will be released until those reports are complete. Funeral services for Carmen Odell will be held today at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Two people were arrested Thursday evening in Red Oak for driving under suspension. Red Oak police say 32-year-old Michelle Renee Shuffler and 32-year-old Brent Lee Wagaman, both of Red Oak, were arrested in less than 2 hours of each other. Shuffler was taken into custody in the 400 block of West Washington Avenue at around 5:50 p.m., while Wagaman was arrested around 8:35 p.m. in the 100 block of South 4th Street. Both were being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond each. In the funeral report, Grace Boos, age 91, of Cumberland, died Monday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Graveside services for Grace Boos will be today at 10 o'clock at the Messina Center Cemetery, north of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Barbara Jorgensen, age 75, of Kimbleton, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Barbara Jorgensen will be held today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Carmen Marie Odell, age 47, of Elliott, died Monday. Funeral services for Carmen Odell will be today at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Richard Rich Lawrenson, age 74, of Audubon, died March the 12th at the Exira Care Center. A celebration of life service for Rich Lawrenson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Rose Sproul, age 72, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Rose Sproul will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Carolyn Mulford, age 74, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Carolyn Mulford will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Myrtle Hughes, age 81, of Atlantic, died March the 10th at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Memorial services for Myrtle Hughes will be tomorrow at 2:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Barbara Huss, age 77, of Adair, died Thursday at the Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab Center in Oneida. Celebration of life services for Barbara Huss will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair, with a luncheon following at the Adair Community Center. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. And Edith Gustafson, age 90, of Avoca, died March 13th. Graveside services for Edith Gustafson will be held on July 2nd at 9:30 a.m. at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Adel. For Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.